the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We did it again. Thank you all very much. First and foremost, as we continue this campaign and continue to work hard, I just want to thank everybody. I get this question all the time. What do people say to you when you get around and you meet all the people we've been meeting as we crisscross this country? And the most common thing I hear from people, and I know I'm not alone, is people come up and say, I'm praying for you. And I just want to thank you for that. I want to thank God for giving us the strength every day to go out there and to be clear in our message and our vision for this country.
There's the God card. Remember how Hillary Clinton used to say, that's the children. And now Santorum, it's God on his side. Yep. All right. Well, there we go. The results in the second hour of our countdown review today of yesterday's Alabama and Mississippi primary show Rick Santorum wins. And so that's where we get started in this hour of our Talk Radio Countdown show. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome. 800-510-8255, should you have any thoughts. A lot of people are just they're as tired of this. It seems interesting because the public speaks in very interesting and concise ways. And I notice that having done this for quite a long time, the public walks away quicker sometimes than those people in the news media. We have this situation in Rush Limbaugh. A lot of people talking about Limbaugh still, but it's a waning conversation. We'll have a little focus, a little time for Limbaugh later on in this hour. But for the most part, we'll spend our time on the results from the various, you get the usual things on talk radio and talk television, who are the experts, who's winning, who's ahead, all these talking heads. So we'll get that. It'll be cause for you to move your thoughts to the phone, 800-510-8255, email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. So here are the results. In Alabama, Santorum won 35% of the vote. Mr. Gingrich had 29% of the vote. In the final count, Romney was a few thousand votes behind, 29% there. Ron Paul was fourth. In Mississippi, pretty much the same thing in terms of the count. And then there were caucuses in Hawaii and American Samoa. And as the counts are concluded, Romney gets both of those. Romney's way ahead in the delegate count. So is that what matters? 800-510-8255. So let's start with some of the television reports on this, including an interview Brett Baer got on Fox with Newt Gingrich.
Your reaction to tonight?
Well, first of all, Senator Santorum had a great night. I think he deserves credit, and he worked very hard, and he earned it. I think he's, you have to say, in all fairness, he's the big winner. I think, frankly, Governor Romney, for the front runner, was remarkably weak tonight. Two out of every three delegates chosen in Mississippi and Alabama will be either for Santorum or Gingrich. They won't be for Romney. So phase one of this campaign has to be, is Romney inevitable? Because everybody in the media told us he was over and over and over again. I think with each passing week, he looks a little bit less inevitable. And that becomes a real question of what happens after June 26th if we come through all the primaries. And he's not has not gained enough delegates, which is, I think, now very possible.
Mr. Speaker, your campaign.
I wish I had done better. Obviously, I'd like to have come in first in both states. But we will leave here with a good number of delegates. I think we'll get somewhere between 25 and 30 delegates. And that adds to the ones we've already won. And we'll move on now to other states. I'm in Illinois tomorrow. Then I'll be in Louisiana later on this week.
The pressure will build, as you know, Mr. Speaker, for you to get out of this race. Are you staying in?
Brett, there is no pressure. Look, Brett, all the guys you used to interview, and I remember you once did an entire film clip of this, everybody in June and July said I was dead. Now, compared to that pressure, what pressure is it going to be? That the Romney people want me to get out? That the Washington establishment wants me to get out? That the lobbyists who donated to Romney want me to get out? The Wall Street millionaires who've given to Romney want me to get out? I don't care. I represent the American people. I represent 175,000 donors. As I said in my talk, I represent people like Samuel Samford, an unemployed guy on cancer treatment who gave $2.50 to become our 175,000th donor. So I'm campaigning on big ideas. You've covered it just this week. We got the Obama White House to respond on energy. We've had the Secretary of Energy change his position on energy, on gasoline prices. We've had the White House press secretary attacking me twice this week. I think on the issue side, we're beginning to actually gain ground, and I'm going to continue to develop these kind of issues like $2.50 a gallon gasoline. Let's see where we are in a few more weeks. There's no urgency. The person who has a challenge is Romney, because if he doesn't actually gain this by sheer numbers, he won't be the nominee. He's not going to gather extra votes beyond the ones he gets.
800-510-8255. Tough talk from Newt Gingrich, and some of it makes some sense, does it not? Hey, think about not the delegate count comments, but the comment about people who are giving him money, and he doesn't care about the media. He's pretty defiant, and he's got a following more because of that, I think. My radar suggests that the reason that there is so much support for Newt Gingrich is because he says what people are thinking about the news media. Not that they care that much about his points of view. He's pretty articulate. He's very smart and comes across pretty well. It's just that people don't like he looks like an old fat white Republican, and the people amazing what people use as guidance for making their decisions. But when it comes to the news media, man, he's right on. He's touching into that big time, knows it, and therefore gets a certain solid amount of support. This is a referendum. Don't kid yourself. There is a strong feeling in this country that the news media is your enemy. And, man, I'll buy that 100%. News media, a bunch of screwballs that don't really get anything other than what the big corporate is there. I mean, look at what's going on now in the world of radio. And what people are saying, it's the advertising medium, the advertisers, who control what's on the television. And I'm not suggesting that's even wrong, because they're paying to get whatever messages you're getting. That's if you want to not have that as an influence, you listen to public radio, or we go to public financing of all radio. In the meantime, the corporations are going to influence big time what comes out of the speaker. And or comes onto the screen, because that's the way commerce works. And if you don't get that, you don't get all of the issues here. And if you boil it down to Gingrich and also to Santorum, they are not the choice of the big corporations in this country. So Romney's going to get a more fair isn't the word, but he's certainly going to get more coverage. He's going to be treated differently because the corporate interests that control television are interested. The people who buy the advertising, spend the money to keep the programs on the air. Those people, by and large, want to see Mitt Romney as president. They don't want to see Gingrich, and they sure don't want to see Santorum. So that's one of the reasons you can think about it. Maybe it makes sense to you, maybe it doesn't. That's, if you think it through, one of the reasons that Romney gets as favorable treatment as he does from most of the major news organizations, because they are for profit, they are selling advertising, and the advertisers want Romney to win. Makes sense when you think about it? Yeah, it does. Thank you, Doug. 800-510-8255. Comments about that and other circumstances as they present themselves. As we look at the results of Alabama and Mississippi, I recoil when I see the headlines, Santorum Southern Sweep. Two states does not the South make. It's 16 past the hour on the countdown.
Musicians, Guitar Center's legendary Green Tag sale means one thing. Massive savings of at least 50% off list on hundreds of items throughout the store. Now through Sunday, save big on Green Tag deals. Like 71% off list on Yamaha full-size Dreadnought acoustics, just $99. 88% off list on select Zildjian drumsticks, just $1.88 a pair. Dynamic vocal mics, buy one, get three free. And you can still score additional 50% off list savings all month long. But hurry, Guitar Center's Green Tag sale ends Sunday.
If you take a multivitamin but your needs have changed, now you can get more support to help keep your heart healthy, your energy up,
come on, Mom, let's go!
Your eyes sharp now and down the road, or to support a healthy pregnancy from conception to nursing. Introducing Centrum Specialist, Multivitamins with all the benefits of Centrum, plus additional support for your heart, energy, vision, or prenatal needs, find the Centrum specialist that's right for you.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. No, no, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
800-510-8255. Here from CNN, Anderson Cooper talks to Romney advisor Eric Fernstrom about the primary results from yesterday and whether or not it's a setback.
Not a good night in either state for your candidate. What happened?
Well, I think it's important to keep in mind, Anderson, our goal tonight going into the contest, and there are four because we have some Pacific Island contests that we won't know the results on until early in the morning. But our goal was to take out one-third of the delegates and possibly do slightly better than that. I think we will exceed that goal. It's important to...
Your goal wasn't to win one of these states?
I don't think anybody expected Mitt to win Alabama or Mississippi. As Mitt said early on in the campaign, that this was an away game for him, and I think that's true. Look, this is a delegate a contest. And like I said, our goal was to come in, take a third of the delegates. We will do that. And once the dust clears, you'll be able to look and see that there really will be no ground that our opponents have made up against Mitt Romney. And as you look at the upcoming contests on the calendar, there are no opportunities for them to have significant wins that allow them to accumulate large numbers of delegates so that they can close that gap with Mitt Romney.
Earlier in the day, Governor Romney said to Wolf Blitzer on CNN that he thought Rick Santorum was at the desperate end of his campaign. Would you still say tonight that Rick Santorum is at the desperate end of his campaign?
Well, unless you can explain to me how he gets to 1,144 delegates, I mean, we are fast going to be approaching the point where there will be fewer delegates remaining than what Rick Santorum or Newt Gingrich needs to get to that magic number. So if somebody can explain to me their pathway to 1144, I'm all ears. But mathematically, we're fast approaching the point where it's going to be a virtual impossibility.
All right, so there is one of the Romney advisors. A virtual impossibility for anybody else to win. Is there a lesson here? 21 after the hour on the countdown.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit, delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So we are. Let's move away from talk television. Part of what we do here is certainly summarize. We are paying close attention to a lot of the talk television program stations and hosts. We have radio, though, as the Talk Radio Roundup infers. Radio is our number one thing. Let's get to a couple of various programs we monitor. Here is Greg Gordon from a talk radio interview yesterday. He works for Politico.com. He talks about how the losses are likely to affect Romney and Gingrich from his perspective.
I think Mitt Romney could have survived one loss. Going 0-2, I'm just going to be very bad for Romney and really give a lot of life to the Santorum campaign, which is pushing kind of an insurgent message. Romney's the establishment, I'm the insurgent. Stick with me, the true conservative in the race. I don't know if we're going to see Newt Gingrich face on the scene, but I will tell you if there's going to be already a lot of calls from Santorum's campaign, even Romney's campaign sort of starting to put out the word a little bit that maybe it's time for Newt to kind of ease on out. The Santorum folks on CNN saying, look, he's a son of the South, Newt Gingrich that is, and if he can't win either Alabama or Mississippi, that's probably telling us something here. He's a pretty stubborn guy, as we all know from his time in Washington here, and he has certainly said he's not going anywhere. I have to say, maybe he gets a good night's sleep. Looks a little different in the morning. It's pretty tough, again, for him to go 0-2 tonight as well. I have to say, it's been fascinating to me to watch, to be blunt, fairly poor expectations management by the Romney campaign. It's okay to lose races when you tell everyone you're probably going to lose and you don't have a chance, but in each of these sort of races, Ohio comes to mind, even Michigan, where Romney did win, they were much closer than expected, and Romney seemed to be kind of caught flat-footed. Here we are looking at two states where he's already lost. The storyline had changed, or had been a sense that maybe Romney could climb back, and at least in Mississippi, where he had a lot of support from the Barber sort of family network or whatever. So that's what makes these losses all the more crushing. It's bad enough to lose states in the South when, if you're Mitt Romney, you haven't really won any states in the South, but then to lose two when you said you might have a chance of winning them, that's just really, really bad news and breathes an enormous amount of oxygen into Rick Santorum's campaign.
Remember, Politico.com is left of center, so they're going to give you something to chew on that makes their folks look a little bit better on the left. Here's radio host Jen Bryan talking to a caller about the rumors that Sarah Palin is seriously thinking about getting into the race.
Now, Sarah Palin, as recently as 2 weeks ago, said, wink, wink, love it when she winks. Isn't it funny? Ha! Lipstick on that pig. That she, yeah, anything could happen. She doesn't know. I think to myself, is Sarah Palin, do we need a Sarah Palin right now? Would she hurt the process if she jumped in now? Would she help? I'm very, very interested to know, because some of the people that I talked to, some people that I've talked to in Washington that happen to work, you know, Senator Reid and some folks that knew Patrick Kennedy when he was on, say that the scuttlebutt is, the Palin is seriously getting it together for a run. She wanted to get past the HBO stupidity. She wanted to see who was going to drop out of the race, how weak the field would be, who the weak candidates would be, and who would be left. She's thinking about it. She's just trying to find her way back in at the perfect time. And I honestly thought, maybe it would work. Really? I don't know. Sarah Palin, is she just what the Republican Party needs right now? Hey, Rich, welcome.
I think if somebody like Sarah Palin or one of these other people jump in, it's going to be a distraction. I'm an independent guy. I consider myself a federalist, actually. I'm more of a libertarian, but I'm a federalist.
Yeah.
And I believe in a lot of what Ron, I don't agree 100%, but 80% about what Ron Paul says. But I'm going to tell you something right now, Jen. If the infighting amongst the Republicans, they're doing the same thing they did 4 years ago. They can't get their act together. And guess what? This guy's got a boatload of money. He's got a lot of support, and he's going to get back into the White House. But mark my words, if the Republicans don't grow up, act like adults, and start looking like a bunch of three stooges and work for the common cause, then we're going to get 4 more years of this guy.
Well,
and if Palin and these outsiders start jumping in, they're going to be a distraction.
Sarah Palin, good idea or not? 800-510-TALK.
Spring into action at Sports Authority. We've got everything your family needs to get active this spring. Check out our Power Play deals, our best buys of the week. Like this deal worth sprinting here for. $15 off men's and women's ASICS Gel Phoenix 3 running shoes, now only $59.99. And just in time for spring training, get 50% off Franklin baseball training aids like a 5-piece base set and a multi-sport return trainer. Whether your family is into track and field or the baseball field, get to Sports Authority. All things sporting good. Offer valid 3/11 through 3/17 in stores only. Exclusions may apply. See store for details.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. First, she'll crawl. Then take her first baby steps. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. I'll be watching her run down a soccer field. Staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date. Wincing when she steps on the gas pedal and then the brakes. Beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma. Or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and co-workers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ugh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and 3-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, you'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
After the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Wednesday, the 14th of March, the overview of yesterday's races in both Alabama and Mississippi, Santorum claiming wins in both Alabama and Mississippi, and not unexpected, probably, right? So I asked a question a few minutes ago. There are rumors that Ms. Palin would jump into the race. She would ruin it, wouldn't she, for both Gingrich and Santorum? She's not going to affect much of the vote that would go. She's not going to get the moderate's not going to be on with her. So what do you think? We'll take a sampling of callers as time allows here and there. Doug is in Bedford, Virginia. What's your thought on Sarah Palin getting into this, Doug?
Well, see, what our problem is on both sides of the party, for the Republicans and the Democrats, is they've got a stomach disease. It's called no guts. Sarah Palin would go and bring some guts to the table as far as it goes of actually being able to go and get things done, because, you know, most people don't realize this because they're very uninformed as far as it goes about what's going on. But Sarah Palin, they've got more missiles in Alaska than they've got anywhere in the United States. And so, you know, she's got to be a pretty sharp cookie in order to go and be getting elected to run that state. Plus, the state had such a surplus, had a big deficit from the Democrats that they had before as a governor. And then in just a year and a half, she had it as a surplus because of some reason to cut. And so I would love to see her run myself.
Right. All right, sir. Thank you for your opinion. Opining on Sarah Palin getting into the race, 800-510-8255. Here's radio host Michael Berry talking about the entire primary process and the way Mr. Romney is being forced on the voters by the news media.
I think most people in this country believe that the American citizens should decide who that's going to be, and not Karl Rove or Ann Coulter or someone else. So there were a lot of people that were talking about running. And even if you don't like the current crop, there were a lot of candidates out there that people were excited about. Some people that was Donald Trump, some people it was Chris Christie, some people it was Rick Perry, some people it was Michelle Bachmann or Sarah Palin or Jeb Bush or on, and Mitch Daniels, on and on. But who would it be? And we had to decide that we were going to have a process, the way we always do, to determine who that candidate would be. So you put together a calendar. and you don't have all the voting on one day, you stagger it so the candidates can go in and have a chance to talk to the voters before the voters vote. Otherwise, they would only get to campaign in a state or two. And the idea was you stagger these primaries so that they could focus on one at a time or a couple at a time, go in and talk to the voters, then those voters vote, then you move to the next one, then you move to the next one. Otherwise, everybody would have voted the day Iowa did, right? Well, the moment we had our returns in Iowa, where the state party told us that Romney won, and we now know there were voting irregularities, and he didn't, but we were told that meant Romney needed to be the nominee. And now here we are. We've not had half the states vote. And look at how many people are saying, we need to stop this nonsense. We just need to go ahead and pick somebody, and it needs to be Mitt Romney. The crowd that wants us to go ahead and pick somebody is because their candidate's in first. So we're halfway through the second period, and the winning team's going, hey, let's not play the second half. We're ahead. Let's cut rain out. We win. So what are you telling all the states that have not voted yet? What are you telling the people of Texas? Let's call this election before we get to Texas where I'm going to lose. If you don't intend for all the states to get to vote, how do you intend to explain that to them come November?
You know, he offers some pretty good food for thought there, doesn't he? Another argument, perhaps, for those of us who want to have the primary, all 50 states have a primary on the same day. There's a good justification for that. 800-510-8255. Okay, there are people who want to be heard. We've spent so much time, so much energy on this program and most others. The idea on this program is to get the right and the left, all points of view presented. And it's hard to do with all of this focus on the GOP race. So I want to play a cut from MSNBC, which is to the left, from the conversation Ed Schultz had after the Tuesday contest. And then I want to spend a few minutes talking about President Obama. Haven't done that for a while. Let's give you the opportunity, those of you who support President Obama, to be heard here. Are there good reasons for the president to be reelected? If they are the reasons, we'd like to hear them. If there aren't, well, you can chime in with that as well. But I'm betting a lot of people are frustrated because they haven't been heard here and they'd like to be heard. So we'll give you some time. We'll also spend some time on Rush Limbaugh before the hour is out. But right now I want to encourage you to think about President Obama and the reasons that he ought to get elected or not reelected. 800-510-8255. I know a lot of you think he's the best choice still. 800-510-8255. All right, as promised from MSNBC, Ed Schultz here talking about the delegate numbers as they stand right now.
The delegate count. Where are we tonight? What does tonight mean?
Let's do that first. All right, I'll go there. And that is simply, I've been doing back of the envelope math. We have two more contests tonight, right? We have American Samoa. There's some in these outer islands, these territories in the Pacific, there's actually large Mormon populations out there. If you follow college football, you know this, actually, when you watch a lot of BYU games. There is some Mormon population that's been helpful to Romney. So if he sweeps American Samoa, that's 9 delegates. Right now we're estimating 37 delegates out of Alabama and Mississippi total for Santorum. We've got, it looks like, 21 out of Alabama and Mississippi for Romney. Throw in the 9 there, then it's 37, 30, then Hawaii. So anywhere, the best case scenario for Santorum is that he will net all of 5 or 6 delegates total on Mitt Romney tonight. So he's got all of this perception victory. But on the delegate count, and you're going to hear a lot of this from the Romney folks, because of what's going on in the Pacific, he's actually going to, the amount of delegates that Santorum nets in trying to catch up. And remember, he's got to win some 65% of remaining delegates left in order to get to 1144. He's only going to net about 4 or 5, so he doesn't even really move his percentage. That's the problem. But look, this was about perception, and I want to go over a few exit poll numbers. Here's all you really need to know. This one, this is the perception of Romney on ideology. Half the voters, both in Alabama and Mississippi, just believe Mitt Romney wasn't conservative enough. Now look at Santorum ideology. 50% essentially, 53 in Alabama, 49 in Mississippi call him about right. And look at Gingrich. 51 and 56 call him about right. So the bottom line is, guess what? We knew this before tonight, Ed, and we knew it going, and we now know it again, which is Mitt Romney doesn't ideologically fit the South. What we don't understand is, you know, does the Romney campaign regret sort of playing into the narrative of saying, okay, let's try to do this, let's see if we can win one state, and instead they give Santorum sort of this perception victory out of a night where, delegate-wise, it's going to be close to a wash.
All right, so there it is, the overview from the primaries in the South. Up next, Mr. Obama, President Obama. Let's take a few calls on whether or not he ought to be reelected. What are your thoughts about the president at the moment? The cost of gasoline being one of the things, the economy in general, Afghanistan, are all these things reasons for you to consider him at this point in time as we offer equal time to the other side, that is the side that's not voting, as there's no vote for Obama until November. It's 18 before the hour on the countdown.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
It's actually four frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's four frees.
You just blew my mind. Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Musicians, Guitar Center's legendary Green Tag Sale means one thing. Massive savings of at least 50% off list on hundreds of items throughout the store. Now through Sunday, save big on Green Tag deals. Like 71% off list on Yamaha full-size Dreadnought Acoustics, just $99. 88% off list on select Zildjian Drumsticks, just $1.88 a pair. Dynamic vocal mics, buy one, get three free. And you can still score additional 50% off list savings all month long. But hurry, Guitar Center's Green Tag Sale ends Sunday.
I've got stuff to do. I can't let pain get in the way. But I can turn to Advil for tough pain relief, Advil PM for relief of nighttime pain and sleeplessness, and Thermacare for long-lasting back pain relief. They're my partners in fighting tough pain. So I can walk the dog. I can take the kids to the park. I can do the things I want. Look for Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare at your neighborhood drugstore or food store. Use these products as directed. With the right relief, I can keep going.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Shift.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I'm going to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
All right, so our focus now on President Obama to get elected, reelected. What are your thoughts? Let's give some time to the Democrats. The Republicans have had a lot of our attention. Craig, listening on KWAM in Memphis. All right, Craig, you can get started with talking about President Obama and whether you think he deserves another term.
Okay, I appreciate it. I really like your show, and thank you for having me.
Sure.
I feel President Obama should be reelected for at least four different reasons. The first reason is Congress, and the reason I say Congress is because Congress has made it a point not to work with him at all, at least the Republican side of the aisle. They've made it a point not to work with him. They don't like him, and it's just a blatant disrespect for this president simply because of one reason. I'd be glad when somebody says it, if nobody wants to say it. All the lies that the Republicans keep saying, all the half-truths, the twists, the spins they put on everything, that's the main reason to me that Obama should be reelected.
All right, sir.
You got the Republican candidates. Romney reminds me of Frankenstein. The only thing he needs is the plugs in his neck. And I'd be glad when one other thing comes up that the Republicans remind me so much of the KKK. I'd be glad when somebody brings it up.
Not a good thing. All right. Appreciate your input, sir. Thank you for responding to the call. 800-510-8255. Lou in Illinois also responding to reasons for Obama being reelected.
Think of the Indian tribes who used to have a chief. The chief was chief for many, many years, and he took care of his tribe. One thing that Obama did for the American people, the big tribe that we are, he's trying to get health care for every single American, whether they're Democrat or Republican. Now, when the Republicans call and you're on your phone, I wish they would just say, how are they going to get health care if they get fired from their jobs? This is one thing that is really left out. Health care is extremely important to every single American. And there's another reason I think he should be reelected. Look at the tax cuts, the Bush tax cuts. They started in 2001. Originally, it was a 10-year program. It was extended for two more years. If those tax cuts were so great and provided so much money for Americans to spend, how did we get in the mess we're in? The tax cuts, if anybody wants to research them, over half of them benefited the upper 1% of the taxpayers, the ultra, ultra wealthy. So for those two reasons, I'm ready to vote again for President Obama.
Jim in Oklahoma says, not so fast.
I think him and Holder need arrested and put in jail. This is ridiculous. He has done again what he promised in his election bid for the presidency. He said he would never do what he just did, and he did it again. And it's not about Democrat or Republican. It's about the rule of law and the Constitution, and he is breaking them both constantly. And anyone saying that it's about, oh, the Republicans are trying to stop them, heck yeah, the Republicans are trying to stop them. He's destroying the country. We're in over probably about $50 trillion in debt, at least $17 trillion in debt. He gets us, he gets us involved in stupid wars, and not one thing he has done has helped the country at all.
All right. Don's in Jacksonville. You're voting for Obama?
Yeah, I'm going to vote for him again, Doug. I mean, I haven't worked in about a year, and I think that printer in the next 4 years, without showing any accountability, is going to put a, turbo on that thing. I'm going to get paid. And, I think, I'm more worried about gas prices. I ride a bike. I got a couple DUIs. So I'm going to vote for him again, man.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Limbaugh was back on the air yesterday. He told his audience that the low poll numbers for Obama show the left's attempts to use him to bolster their chances to win in November have backfired. More on Rush Limbaugh in a moment on The Countdown.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, it does. 53 after the hour now. Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Roundup. And believe it or not, this is the third week of this Rush Limbaugh thing. Is it time for it to cool off and start going away? A lot of radio operators are thinking that. The damage that's been done to some of the talk radio stations and programs and advertisers, one wonders. This sort of thing has maybe backfired in a sense on those who want to get rid of Rush. The sort of thing that drove Dr. Laura away over to Sirius XM and maybe makes a home, made a home for Howard Stern. Maybe there's a home there for Rush. Meanwhile, though, there's still lots of conversation about what happened, as evidenced by this excerpt from a program hosted by Jake Hartford and Anna DeVlantes, who talked to Gloria Allred about her investigation into Rush Limbaugh.
How's the hunt going for Rush?
Oh, the hunt? Well, I did send a letter last week on behalf of the Women's Equal Rights Legal Defense and Education Fund to the state attorney, Mr. Michael McAuliffe, in Florida, and I requested that he open an investigation into whether or not Rush Limbaugh is in violation of Section 836.04 of the Florida law, which is makes it a misdemeanor for publicly calling Sandra Fluke, a female student at Georgetown Law School, quote, a slut, end quote, and a prostitute, that's in quotes as well. Now, Section 836.04 of the Florida law provides, quote, defamation, whoever speaks of and concerning any woman, married or unmarried, falsely and maliciously imputing to her a want of chastity, shall be guilty of a misdemeanor of the first degree. So I said in the letter that Mr. Limbaugh has publicly acknowledged that his reference to Ms. Fluck as a slut and a prostitute was baseless and false. And in view of the fact that he resides in West Palm Beach County and allegedly made those false statements concerning her in his county as well, that's why the letter was directed to his office. And, of course, Mr. Limbaugh does have the highest-rated radio show in the United States, and the false statement was broadcast to millions of people, and the statute we alleged in the letter directly applies to the conduct that Mr. Limbaugh admitted engaging in, and that's why we urged him to consider prosecuting this offense.
Is this something that's unique to Florida, that type of statute?
Now, I haven't reviewed the law in other states to determine whether or not there is such a law in other states, but certainly it's still on the books in Florida and has not been repealed or stricken down by any court.
Gloria, how does that jive with First Amendment rights to be able to, your First Amendment rights, how is he not able to say those things as reprehensible as they are?
Well, I mean, he'll have to make that argument if, as and when he is prosecuted. As a matter of defense, my guess is that his counsel, and I'm sure he has numerous highly paid attorneys in his entourage, in his army of advisors, they'll make that argument. But, you know, that is the law as it is today.
Have you heard from the district attorney?
No, from the state's attorney.
State's
I have
attorney.
Not yet. I do know that they have received it, but they have not yet made a comment on, as far as I know, on whether or not they will choose to open an investigation and decide to prosecute or not to prosecute under the statute.
Gloria Allred talking about the law, which, by the way, goes back to 1884 in Florida. Here are our hosts Nancy Kamen and John Webster talking to Senator Bob Kerry of Pennsylvania about Limbaugh.
Would you weigh in at all with any of what he said? And you know, some have said he should be off the air. I mean, what are your thoughts?
Well, first of all, it's outrageous and despicable and mean-spirited. And if there's one thing we don't need is any of that in our politics. We can have fierce debates about issues, and you can disagree, and you can raise your voice, and maybe even point your finger once in a while, but we don't need that kind of invective and poison and demonizing. And
that's what we have elected officials for.
Yeah. No, and look, elected officials do it as well. So we bear some.
Is it getting any better? It just seems like it's becoming more and more uncivilized, and I think it's a concern. I mean, I'm not just talking about what you hear on talk show hosts or even from politicians. We deal with listeners and people. There's a lot of anger out there.
Yeah, well, and I think it becomes exacerbated by the economy. But look, I'll just speak for elected officials. I'm allowed to criticize them because I'm one of them. You have an obligation to take that poison out of the system. Doesn't mean everyone's going to get along on every issue. But you have no right to name call and demonize and really judging people's motives and morals or
right.
Judging
so
their
Senator Casey, I said Kerry from Pennsylvania, he doesn't get it, doesn't know what freedom of speech is all about. All right, that's it. Our freedom of speech is ended now for this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.